Tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Resh Mem Dalad, which is on page Dalad, the page following page number 6. The beginning of a new Siman, and the first Sif will take us tonight, and Amir Tashem tomorrow night as well. The Mechaber tells us, Posek Adam im Ha'enu Yehudi al HaMalacha, V'Kotzeitz Damim, V'Ha'enu Yehudi Osa La'atzmo. A person, the parentheses he says, Posek Adam is Masna, a person can make a deal with an Eino Yehudi, that the Eino Yehudi will work for him, and they'll set a price, and the Eino Yehudi will then work for himself. This is Kablonus, that he's hiring for a job, he's going to pay him for the job, and then the Goy's responsibility is to complete the job. The Afal Pish who Osa B'Shabbos Mutter. Since it was he's paying him by the job, and he can do the job whenever he wants, so even if he does the job on Shabbos, that will be permissible. V'Medvar Mamurim, when were these words said, that if he works on Shabbos, it's okay? That's only Bitzina in private. She'ein makirim hakol shezo hamalocha hanaseis b'shabbos shel Yisrael hi. That it's not recognizable to everyone. Not everyone recognizes that this malocha that's being done on Shabbos is the malocha of a yid. Aval im ha'isa yedua mufarsemes aser. But if it is well known that this work is for a Jew, then it is aser. Sha'aroa es ha'eno yehudi osek eno yodea shekotzatz. Because the one that sees the goy doing the malacha doesn't know they made this deal of kablonos, that they set a price. V'omer, and he says, Shaploni sachar ha'eno yehudi lasos lo malacha b'shabbos. He thinks he's a schir yom, he's a worker getting paid by the day, and he's getting paid for Shabbos. So again, to summarize what the Mechaber is saying over here, that is that a person can hire a non-Jew to work miderech kablonos, that he pays him for the entire job, and therefore the goy can then go ahead and do the malacha whenever he wants. But that's only true if this is a malacha that is being done bitzina, that everyone doesn't recognize the malacha belongs to a yid. But if it is known and publicized that the malacha belongs to a yid, so then it's aser. Because of Marisayan, because the one who sees the Eino Yehudi being osek in this job, he doesn't realize it's a kablonus. He's going to assume he was a schir yom, and therefore it's aser. Lefikach, therefore the Mechaber says in the second to last line, Haposig em ha'eno Yehudi livno slo chatzero. If a Jew stipulated and made a deal with a guy that the guy was going to build him a courtyard, o koslo, or a wall, o liktzer lo sadeyu, or he's going to harvest his field for him, im hoysa ha'malocha ba'medina o beso chatchum. If the job was going to be in the city, as we'll see, or it was inside the tchum, aser lo lahaniach laso slo malocha b'shabbos. The Jew is not allowed to let the guy do the work on Shabbos, because of those who see the guy working don't realize that he was hired by the job, that it was kablonos, and they think he's a day worker and he's being paid for his work on Shabbos. The Rama ends off and says, V'afilu imdar bein ha'inam yehudim. Even if this Jew who's hiring the guy, he lives in a goyish neighborhood, he lives amongst the goyim, still yesh lochosh lo'orechem ha'boim sham. We have to be worried, even though there are no Jews around, he lives by himself in a goyish town, so we have to be concerned for guests that come for Shabbos, olivne beso shiyach shadu oso, or his own household members who are going to be choshed him that he hired them as a sir yom in the wrong way. And therefore the Rama extends this chumra even further, that if it's something that's befarhesya, as we'll see, something that's mechubar lekarka, even though it's in the form of kablonis, which should be mutter, it will be a problem of maris ayin, even if there's no Jews around, because maybe there will be guests for Shabbos, or maybe his own household members will suspect that he hired the guy in the incorrect way. We'll pause over there, and we'll go back to the Mishnah Berurah. So he said a person can be posek with an Eino Yehudi, he can make a deal of kablonis with an Eino Yehudi. He says in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Aleph, Hainu kablonis. This is kablonos shemasne imo shiaselo eizu malocha b'schar dover kotzev. They make a deal. He says, you do this job for me, and I'm going to pay you a set amount. Vim oselo b'tovas hana. If it wasn't stipulated that he's going to pay him money, but it was only a deal of tovas hana, either because the Jew did him a favor, or the Jew will do him favors in the future. So ayin l'kamon b'simen reish mem zayin sevdalu b'simen reish and beis sev beis. We'll leave that off for now. But again, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, we're talking about a case of here of kablonos, that he made a deal, you do the malacha, and I will pay you this set amount. If you look at note number one, he writes, Vim hisna imo sheitein lo schar. If the stipulation was more vague, I will pay you. Velo pirish kame yitein lo. It wasn't stipulated exactly how much you will pay for the job. Ela simchu beineyem. They made a deal between them. Shela achar zman yidabru al gov haschum. That as time goes on, they'll work out a deal exactly how much to be paid. Shulchan Aruch will tell us later on, and the Mishnah Berurah as well, Shedino kekotzas lo schar. It's the same din. So it's lav dafka, they have to stipulate the exact price right now, but it's still, he's going to pay you by the job. The exact price doesn't have to be determined now, it can be determined later. But you're being paid by the job. Now when the guy is working, he's really working for himself to get the job done as soon as possible. And that's mutter. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Beis, it's mutter. The Kevon de Kotzat, since they stipulated this deal, Adaite de Nafshe Ka'ovid Lamayr Lahashal Malachto. So the guy is working on his own volition. He wants to hurry up and he wants to finish a malacha as quickly as possible. He's working for himself to quicken the job. Says note number two, he gives a, we've spoken this out, but it's just a nice description of the chilek between a kablonos versus a schiryom, one who's being paid by the job versus one who's paid by the day. So he explains in note number two, ubetam adover shebeschiryom afal pish escharo kotzov. The difference between this and a person who is a day worker, even though his wages are stipulated as well, they're set in advance. Ein omrim sheosel das atzma. We don't say the guy getting paid by the day is doing the work for himself. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains, kevan shelischir yom ein esek ve'inyan be'etzma malacha. Since the day worker is being paid by the hour or by the day, he has no shachas to the malacha being done. Ve'ein hi nechsheves kemalacha shelo. You can't call it that he's just doing his job. Yom Havoda. He's getting paid the hour. So his work is for the avoda that he is doing for those hours. He's no shakas to the complete job. There's his kavanah is not to complete the job. His goal is to work the 8 hours so he gets paid the $80. That's his goal. His goal is not on the completion of the job. Therefore, he's considered as if he's doing the shlichas of the Israel. Masha'en came be kablon, which is not the case by a kablon, one who's being paid by the job as a whole. Shamalacha hi shalo. That malacha is his. Umbekabel scha rakashi yigmar askula is getting paid by the job. When he finishes the job, he gets paid. Imkein kavanoso ligmar asamalacha. Therefore, his intent is to finish the job, kedei lekabel scha, in order to get his wages. Therefore, he does not look like he is just a shliach of the Israel. So that's a description that we know, that a person getting paid by the hour or paid by the day, you can't say he's just doing to finish the job, because no matter if he finishes the job, he still has to work, he only gets paid by the hour. A kablon gets paid by the job, and therefore he's working for himself. The quicker he finishes it, the quicker he gets paid, and therefore the work on Shabbos is not work for the Jew, it's a work for himself. Says the Mishnah Berurah weiter, in the middle of Sefkat and Beis, we're in the last skinny line. We said again, since it was Katzas, they set a price for the whole malacha. It's Adati Denavshe Ka'avid Lamar Lahashem Malachto. Dila Yisrael Enk Peda Bazet. To the Yisrael, there's no Peda on when he does it. Dim Lo Yaseu Hayom Yaseu Lamachar. If he doesn't do the job today, he'll do it tomorrow. Dim Koveya Lo Malachto B'Shabbos Aser. But if he set up that he should do the malacha B'Davka on Shabbos, that would be Aser. Like we'll see later in Simon Reish Mem Zev Sav Aleph. This is like what we discussed yesterday in the case of a Sada. The field has to get fertilized in order to get the crops. He's being paid to bring in a years of crops. So what day he decides to do the fertilizing or the plowing doesn't make a difference to the Jew. That's all in the guy's discretion. And therefore, it's considered the guy working for himself, and therefore it is mutter on Shabbos. However, the Mechaber told us this is only true if it's done bitzina. Says the Mishabura in Sivkot and Gimel, Hainu shi melechas sina. It's a job that is a private kind of job. People don't realize that this job is being done for Yisrael, like the Mechaber goes on to explain. It has to be the type of malacha that's a tzinadika malacha. It doesn't have to mean he has to do it in hiding. It's a tzinadika malacha, but even if he decides to do it, it'll be mutter. Kevan da malacha atzma ein yadua shehishal Yisrael. Since the job itself, it's not known that it's for Yisrael. Let's say a person's sewing a garment. So no one knows that you're sewing the garment for the Jew. It's considered a private malacha. So even if he's sitting on a park bench sewing the garment, no one can tell it's for a Jew. That's considered bitzina. So it doesn't actually have to be bitzina. It has to be the type of malacha that's a private malacha. It's not known who the job is being done for. So it could be done publicly as long as it's a type of malacha that's considered a tzinadika malacha. And the Mechaber said that b'medva mamurin bitzina she'ein makirim hakol. That everyone doesn't recognize that this malacha that's being done on Shabbos for a Jew. So the Mishabura says in Sukkot and Dalet, the clear mashmos of the Mechaber is, v'afilu im k'tzas yodim shi malachas Yisrael shari. Even if a few individuals know that it's being done for a Jew, it is still permissible. Because the lashon of the Mechaber is, she'im makirim hakol. Everyone doesn't recognize, but it's mashmos, if a couple people recognize, it's okay. The Afal Gadim of Urla Kaman Bahago, even though the Ramot's going to tell us later, and we just read it, the Yesh Lochosh Lo Urchim Uvne Beso Shiach Shadu also, that we do have to be concerned for guests that come for Shabbos or family members, they might suspect him. Shom Shihi Melechas Mechuber, that's because it was a Melecha on Mechuber, something that was attached to the ground. Ustam Mechuber Shem Bailov Nikra Alov. And Stam Mechuber, we say the owner's name is upon it, if it's about a field or about a house, so it's known who the owner is. And therefore, when Mamachmir, therefore, Yachmiru Bobi Yoser. In note number 4, he points out, Ubir Hadover, Kosva Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shulchan Aruch explains, Shemelechas Mechuber Berov HaPa'omim Hi Melocha Geluyu Umufarsemes L'Rabim. In general, a Melocha on Sunday's Mechuber L'Karka, like a field or a house, that's normally revealed and known to everyone who the owner is. V'lochein yesh l'kol, therefore there's a call that goes out, v'no d'shem ba'leh, people know who the work's being done for. Ma she'en kein melechas talush, which is not the case on melacha that's not attached to the ground, she'en l'kol, doesn't have a call, v'al pirov l'no d'hadover l'achem, and in general it's not known. And therefore, any melacha that's done b'tzina, meaning a tzina dik melacha, which is not mechuber l'karka in general, would be mutter for the guy to do in the form of kavlonos, because no one knows, in general, they don't know it belongs to a Jew, even if a couple of people do know. But something has to be mechuber, like the examples the Mechaber is going to give now, then it would be aser, because even though kavlonos is mutter, it would be marasayin, because they might think that he's a schir yom. So the Mishaburu continues in Sifkatan Hey. That's when he's going on the tzad of saying, Avalim hoysa yaduam ufursemes aser. But if it is well known, then it's going to be aser, because the one who sees the Einar Yehudi being osek doesn't know it was done as kablonus. And he's going to say that ploni sachar ha'Einar Yehudi lasal mocha b'Shabbos, that the Jew hired out the non-Jew to work on Shabbos. And then he gave the examples. Therefore, one who was posting him in the Einar Yehudi to build him a chatzer or a wall or to harvest this field, that's going to be a problem. Says the Mishavur, Sifkotnei Lefikach Rotzalomer, the Stam Mechuber Havikilu Yoduam Ufersemes Sheishal Yisrael. A Stam Mechuber, anything that's attached to the ground, is automatically assumed to be a public thing and known to belong to a Jew. Sifkotan Vav Chatzero Koslo, whether it's his courtyard or it's his wall. Vafilu Imhu Omeid Bimokom She'en Yodua Shehu Shalo. Even if this public activity, which is Mechuber Lakarka, is in a place where it's not known that it's his, Gamkein Aser, the exact opposite of the Tzina case. If you have a Malacha that's really a Tzina Dikim Malacha, even if it's done in public, it's okay. Here you have said that's Mechuber, it's a public Malacha, even if it's done in private, it's still going to be Aser. Even if people don't necessarily know, it's Omeid B'makom She'en Yadua Shu Shalo, Gamkein Aser, it's also going to be Aser. D'yesh Lachosh L'Shcheinov She'yodim Shu Shalo. We have to be worried about the neighbors that will know it's his. V'yach Sheduhu She'schiro Hu L'yomim. And they're going to be suspect that maybe he hired them for day workers, and therefore that would be usher on Shabbos. If you look at note number 5, he points out, Ubatam Adover, the reason is, Kosav Asher Atzion Lahalon B'Shem Kama Poskim, Shum Mishum Lo Plug. Because we say Lo Plug. When it comes to Karka, we say Lo Plug, and therefore we're concerned, even for neighbors, we're concerned when it's Mechuba La Karka, we're worried, and therefore even if it's in a private place, it will be forbidden. Sivkotan Zion tells us, the other example the Mechaber gave, Liktzor Lo Sadeu, the Jew hired the guy as a kablon to harvest this field, the afal gav de derech sode larisus. Even though, as we discussed the last few days, it is normal for a field that you hire out the worker to be a sharecropper that he shares in the profits, the imkein yizburu shalakacha barisus. Therefore, why is there such a problem to have the guy working as a kablon, which is mutter? The worst that happens, they're going to suspect that maybe he's a sharecropper, which is even better, because he gets the profits, so he's really working for himself. Kamosha kosov and simen reish mem gimel sif aleph. Says the Mishaburim, Mikol Makom Aser, still it's going to be Aser. Dishani Hosom Dikishi Yachkaru Hadover, because there is different when they investigate the matter, Yimotze they'll find Shekenhu, that's in fact the case. She'eno Yehudi Cholik Baperos, when it's a regular case that you're renting out the field, or it's a Kablona, so at the end of the day they're going to see the guy is making profit in the crop, and therefore it's going to confirm their thought that maybe it was an arisus, and that's why it's permissible. Aval hachabit over here, sheyiru be'ez hakotzir, when the harvest comes, then they're going to see she'en ha'ena yehudi notal berevach, the guy's not getting any of the profits, yedu l'mafreya delav aris haya. They're going to realize at the end that he was not really a sharecropper, he was not really an aris at all, v'al shedu she'schir yom haya, and therefore they're going to suspect him that he was a day worker that was hired, that was usher. D'shchiach liskar po'alim l'yomim l'locha. Because that's a very common thing, to hire someone to work your field to get paid by the day. And therefore, even though there is a concept of arisus, and it helped us when it came to schirus of the field, that we're not concerned because they'll just assume it's arisus, which is also mutter. But over here, when it's going to be revealed at the end of the day that it's not anything of schirus, the field wasn't rented to him because then he would get all the profits, and it's not arisus because he's not getting some of the profits, then they're going to suspect that maybe it's not kablonus, which is also mutter by field. Maybe, in fact, it's a schir yom, and therefore it is a problem.
We can't assume that when we're being chaykir with other, they're going to find that it's kablonus, not.
We suspect that they won't find that out. Well, we'll see more about that in the Kuda. We'll see more about that in the Kuda. Vafilu im minhag ha'ir lischor b'kiboles. A little bit addressing what you're bothered by. And even if the minhag in the city is to hire people with kiboles, which is kablonus, which is the mutter way, still das ataz lahachmir shelo laniach la'eino yehudi lasas basada b'shabbos v'yom tov. Even if the minhag in the city is to hire workers in the form of a kabum, which is mutter, the taz is still machmir not to let the goy work in the field on Shabbos and Yontif. The kol shekein b'binyan bayis, certainly in the house, which is more machmir, because there it's not shayach arisus, it's not shayach schirus over there. The akati yach shadu b'schir yom, because they're still going to suspect that maybe he was hired as a day worker. Shigam zehu regulus, because that's also ragil. In other words, even if you're in a city where it's ragil to hire someone as a kablon, it's also ragil to hire someone as a day worker, and therefore we have to be choshesh that maybe he's a day worker, lav dafki, he's a kablon, and therefore there still would be maris ayin in such a city, says the Taz. The yesha mekilin bazeh, and there are those who are lenient about this, kishemina kol ha'ir hu b'kibolas. If the minhag in the entire city is just to hire the guy, the kibolas, as a kablon, so then there is room to be lenient. Even the Taz possibly could be lenient. The Taz was only a machmir because the minhag to do kablonos and also a schir yom. But if the only minhag is kibolas, so then even the Taz might agree that that would be permissible. That's something that we'll see more tomorrow night in Mitzvah in the Bir Halacha. But let's just see the brackets over here. The kibolas hu dafka kishekol ha-malacha hu b'kibolas. When we say you hire the goy as a kablon, it has to be the entire malacha involved is through kablonus. It's being paid by the job, the whole entire, everyone that's hired. Lafuke imraka adricho levadahu kablon. That's to exclude if the head of the job, let's say the contractor, the guy running the project, if he alone is a kablon, ushar ha-mesayim derech l'sochem l'fam l'yom. But the other workers that you hire with the contractor, you know, the painter or whoever else is involved over there, is being paid by the day, if that's the derech, that's going to be a problem. Va'afilim hu'scharam ha-kol b'kablonos gam kein oser. In other words, even if you hired out every worker as a kablon, it's still going to be a problem, unless the derech is that you normally hire out this adrichal, this headmaster over the project, and everyone else is also in kablonos, that's going to be okay. But if you only hire the head guy as a kablon, but you hire other individual workers as a schir yom, that's the custom in the city, even if you hired every single person as a kablon, that's still a problem of marasayin. Because even though the head guy is not marasayin, because that's normal that he's hired as a kablon, and he's hired taka as a kablon, but for the other workers, even though you hire them as a kablon, if the minhag is in the city, is to hire them as a schir yom, we still have a problem of marasayim. But if you look in the Bir Halacha on the next page, on page Hey, we're going to jump to the end of the Bir Halacha. It's right smack in the middle of the Bir Halacha on page Hey, right where it says number 17 from the notes, the end of the line, the Hinei Masha Kasavnu. Here the Bir Halacha clarifies what the Mishabura just said. The Hinei Masha Kasavnu, the Mishabura, that which we just mentioned in the Mishabura, the kibolas nikra im kol habinyan hu rak bekablonus. We said kibolas is only if the whole building is done bekablonus. Avalokish ha'adrikal bilvadu kablon. But not if only the adrikal is the kablon who shar skirim shatat of him with omen skir yom. But the other workers under him are sometimes day workers. That's a problem. Kain kaswa achonim. That's the achonim right. But says the Chavetz Chaim v'nirali da kavanahu, what's meant is as follows. The also b'habayis darko lischor lefa'omim ba'atzmo es ha'schirim she'tata v'schire yom. That's only a problem when the b'habayis, the owner of the house, he normally hires out the head guy, b'kablonos, and he hires the other workers as schire yom. U'lekach lo nikra su'shem kablonos ala binyan. In that case, we have a problem that we can't call it a full kablonos, because not everyone is hired as a kablon, or even if that's the minhag of the city, not everyone is normally hired as a kablon. But if it normally happens, and this clearly happens nowadays, that the Baal Bayis has no clue who's doing the work on his house. He hires a contractor, b'kablonus. Contractor, build me a house. Rakshahu socher ha'adrikol. The balbayas hires a contractor. V'ha'adrikol bi'atzmo darko lischor lefa'amim schirei yom tatov. And then the contractor, who's the non-Jew, hires out a painter and a plumber and an electrician, everyone else that's under him, as a schirei yom, he pays them by the hour. Suhave zegamke mechal kablonos. That would be considered kablonos. Because from the Jew's point of view, the Jew's only hiring out a kablon. And therefore, if that's the minhag, that would be okay. So the Bir Lacha is explaining when the Mishavura is bringing from the Achronim that it has to be that everything is bekablonus. That's talking about where the Balbayas is hiring individual workers. There's one Adrikal, the head person, and then the Balbayas is hiring the individual workers. So it has to be mutter that he's hiring them all bekablonus, and the minhag is that everyone in the city, they're in general all hired out as bekablonus. But if the other side workers are hired out as a schir yom, then it's a problem even if he hires them bekablonus. But if he's hiring out just the head guy, and the head guy is subletting out the different jobs to someone else, even as a schir yom, that's fine. That's the guy that's subletting it out to other people. And the Jew is only hiring a kablon, that would be 100% mutter. That's called a kablon, which is mutter, assuming that's the minhag in the city, that the Baal Bayis hires out the main guy as a kablon, and then that kablon goes and hires other individuals, then it would be okay.
That only helps if that's the minhag in the city.
Correct. Only if that's the minhag in the city.
Not if he did it individually.
Correct. It wouldn't be enough if he did it. It has to be that that's the minhag in the city. Correct. Back to the Mishabura on page 8. We're at the end of Sivkaton Zayin, right after the brackets. V'ayin bir halacha shebi'arna. Look in the bir halacha where we explain. And this the bir halacha that we just said, we read the very end of a very long bir halacha. We will go through a lot of the rest of the bir halacha, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow. V'ayin bir halacha shebi'arna debesade yesh lismuch adivrem b'makom hefsid. That when it comes to a sada, it comes to a field, then you can rely on those shitas that say if the derech in the city is to up a kablonus, then in fact you can rely on it in a place of a hefsid. However, when it comes to a house where we're more machmir, it needs investigation if you could be lenient on that case. Do negedas kama poskim, because it is against some poskim. We'll go more into detail about that in Ritz Hashem tomorrow. Let's finish up the Mishaburas. We're up to Sivkaton Ches. Sivkaton Ches is the top word of the Mechaber on page 8. What he was saying was that you hired out the guy bekablonos to work on your chatzer or your wall or litzer lo sadeyu. So im haysam locha b'medina, if it was within the medina, so the Mishabura says in Ches haynu b'socheir, it means within the city. Shekari medina lefa'amim, sometimes the city is referred to as a medina, or it's inside the tchum sifkat and tes sheregilim anshe ha'ir lefa'amim leilech l'sham, that sometimes the people in the city go there. It's within their tchum Shabbos, they're allowed to go there on Shabbos. So then we said it's aser for him to leave the guy to do the malacha on Shabbos. Even if it's bekablonus, sifkaton yud, isa besefer chasidim simin shim mem ches. The sefer chasidim says the following: Maisa beadam echad shesachar ena yehudi livnos beiso bekablonus. There was a story about a yid that hired out an eno yehudi to build him a house bekablonus. V'haya ha'eno yehudi bona b'shabbos, and the eno yehudi was building on Shabbos, and it was within the tchum. V'hayu misramim olav v'lo choshesh l'kal. People were speaking out against him. You're not allowed to have the guy building you a house within the tchum on Shabbos, and he ignored them. V'lo hayu yamim watim. It wasn't many days. Shelo nishar hakarka lo lo v'lo lazaro. The land was lost from him and from his descendants. Meaning, a disaster struck and he lost his property. Because he was doing this, showing us the end result of a person who doesn't take this halacha seriously, that he hired b'kablon or someone to build a city in a place where it wasn't allowed because it was Marisayan, and people warned him, he didn't listen. So that land was lost to him and his children very shortly afterwards. There's one more Mishabura over here on the Ramah. The Ramah said, even if he lives amongst the goyim, we have to be concerned for guests that come for Shabbos or for his family members that they might be choshedim. Even that's marasayin. Sifkaten yud aleph rotzlomer means to say shu dar michutz l'tchum ha'ir. This person lives in a house outside the tchum. The gam ein ir acheres beso tchumo, and there's no other city within his tchum. He's in his own tchum Shabbos. Afilu hachi aser. Still, it's aser. Why? The yesh lachush lo'orchem de mikloy legabe viach shaduhu. We have to be worried about guests that come to visit him for Shabbos that suspect him. Umad mikilin lekamei b'michutz latchum, and that which will be lenient tomorrow in the case where it's outside the tchum. Haynu kisherak hamelocha hisham avu ba'atzmo dar be'ir. The case that we're going to see tomorrow, where we're lenient when it's outside the tchum, It's not that he's outside the tchum. The house is outside the tchum. He lives inside the tchum, but he bought an investment property outside the tchum, and there's absolutely no Jew there. That's when we're matter it. But even if one Jew lives there, even if it's him, he's the only Jew that lives there, then we're choshesh for guests, and we're choshesh for family members that might suspect him, even if he tells them. We suspect that they might not believe him, and therefore that's how far the Maris Ayin goes, b'kablonos on mechubal karka. We will stop here, and Amit Hashem tomorrow, we don't have so much in the Mishabura, we'll just finish this sif tomorrow, but we'll go through much of the Bir Halacha and get some more clarity. Yashar Koach.